Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to Cross Encounters, and I wish you a very happy new year. I'd like to begin by reading a section from Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse 1. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which you have in Christ Jesus. At this time of year, it's become customary for us to make New Year's resolutions. Often, people promise to give up smoking or drinking. They might even promise to lose some weight or go back to the gym. Some will vow to be better spouses, parents, employees, friends, etc. Some may even pledge to read the Bible, pray, or attend church more frequently this year. For this is a time of new beginnings, new hope, and a chance to turn over a new leaf and begin the new year in the right way, the way we know we should live. But forgive me for being a bit cynical. I don't really take much stock in New Year's resolutions anymore. I've lived long enough to know that by the second week of January, most of us have long since abandoned our efforts to reform ourselves. But this year, I think I'll try again. I'm going to make a New Year's resolution. And that resolution is, I will do my best to be less tolerant. Yes, you heard me right. I hope to be less tolerant this year. At least less tolerant in the way that the world understands tolerance. Today, the prevailing worldview says that we are to tolerate, accept, and even encourage everyone, no matter what they believe, say, or do. The world recoils in horror if we claim to know the absolute truth, the one who is the only way to God's love, favor, and forgiveness. The world frowns and calls us unloving, or even bigoted if we say that an action or a belief or a practice is wrong and opposed to God's revealed will. The church is viewed as arrogant and ironically even called unchristian by most people in society today for holding to clear biblical truths. While the argument presented by our secular society sounds loving and altogether cuddly, it really isn't. Cloaked beneath the seemingly Christian concept of tolerance advocated by our culture today is an even more insidious worldview of arrogance and intolerance than that held by the historic Christian faith. For it loudly and violently denounces our Christian faith. Camouflaged in society's love affair with tolerance and broad-mindedness is a deep and malicious narrow-minded intolerance. Don't believe me? Try to question the theory of evolution in a school or a university. Try suggesting legal restrictions should be placed on abortion and see what the media's reaction is. Take a public stand against the ordination of women or gays and see what names you get called. Preach and teach that salvation is found in no other name than Jesus of Nazareth, and sit back and get ready to read the comments that folks give you on the internet chat rooms. No, this year, don't buy into that myth of tolerance the world tries to sell us. Let us be less tolerant of everything that opposes God. However, this resolution to take a firm and clear stand against the world's false understanding of tolerance needs a serious warning attached to it. We do not show less tolerance to the prevailing worldview because we are morally and intellectually superior to the world. We are not culturally, ethically, or socially superior. No, Jesus died for all holding to this corrupt view of tolerance, just as much as he died for anyone else. His forgiveness is freely and graciously available to all, including those who ridicule and blaspheme his name. For we are all sinners, and we have fallen short of God's glory, and God cannot tolerate sin. Your sin, my sin, or the world's sin. Instead, God resolved to save us by punishing sin in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, who suffered the torments of hell in our place. That is how God loved the world. And we must never forget that Jesus died for all, even a sinner as bad as me. Therefore, we understand what true tolerance is: forgiveness. As Christians, we bear one another's burdens, and we forgive each other's sins. We are able to love and to forgive each other, not merely to tolerate one another, because Jesus resolved to love and forgive us. Tolerate no other message. Let us pray. Eternal God, we commit to your mercy and forgiveness the year now ending, and commend to your blessing and love the times which are to come. In this new year, abide among us with your Holy Spirit, that we may always trust in the saving name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you forever. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.